is $10,062. Sierra Mobile City Mobile Home Park, a variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Okay, gentlemen, this is the way it's supposed to look. Okay?
And now need to survey.
I'll pass those down there to you. And you'll see that they requested a variance required from separation in a mobile home park, okay, from the units.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look up on the corner there, you'll see that if you look at this closely, you'll find out that, let me have that again, you'll find out that they have to remove the steps. Pass those down to them.
Pass these on there, yeah.
Remember that one now.
Sorry.
You'll see that they've got all kinds of variances on here, but you've got footage and everything on the 20-foot separation, okay, and there's a number of those. But you'll also notice that if you see up in between the units and between the side yard, also in the side yard, they're going to need a variance there. And they must remove that deck. See the on your right hand side there, you'll see the decks that are over the line.
Mm.
I mean steps, I should say.
Okay, we didn't expect this big a mess, did we?
No. This is what you're going to get.
Phew.
This is what you're going to get.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Mm. So, rehearing.
Requesting an 8-foot, you're requesting a 0.8, 1 foot 8/10 of a variance from the required 5-foot side yard setback.
This has to be reheard.
Well, probably not, because I think the arrangement was, I mean, these are all.
That's what I was going to
ask.
Yeah,
these are all as is. I mean, this was all existing when the moratorium was declared by the county and the requirement for the surveys. So basically everything's grandfathered in. We're not going to go back and make them take stuff down. We're not going to make them apply for variances for things that were already in existence.
Okay.
What prompted them to come here was that proposed addition, correct?
Right.
So the only variances the board needs to consider for this particular property right now are those associated or created by that proposed addition, because everything else was already there. And part of the deal the county made with Sierra and its ownership was that the county wasn't going to go after these people and make them take stuff down. And realistically, you could consider all these other things, but if you deny them, what are we going to do? You know, we've already promised them we weren't going to make any modifications. So the only thing you really have to deal with are, I guess it's just the 12, the 7.2-foot variance on
7.2,
the...
7.2, yeah, that's the one.
I guess the west side.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's helpful to have all this stuff, but...
Yeah.
So in other words, you're saying any more that come through... we're going to address the variance only.
Yeah, so if, you know, for example, if, lot,
same thing,
if lot 70 came in, the adjacent lot, and they wanted to put, they wanted to remove the old shed in the back and put up a new one or something, you could consider that, and you could deny the request for new variance, for example, but you wouldn't be dealing with its proximity to that property line. It's obviously too close. You
right.
know, you're not going to make them move the house after 20 years or something.
So everything's been surveyed as is?
Everything. There's a survey with, they started with aerial photos and
okay.
laid them all down on the survey from that.
So if they come in 10 years from now and requesting a variance for an addition or whatever, but we find that there's something other than what as is.
Now, that you can nail them on.
Okay,
right.
Gotcha.
That was the other function of these placement surveys, was to find out exactly what's there so that...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Because the inspector out there doesn't have this in front of him. He's going crazy out there trying to figure out where the lot lines are and everything, and that's the reason we need to have as-built surveys coming in here. He could, like Rick just said, they could have all kinds of variances on this right here.
Yeah. If they make any changes,
yeah,
like shed replacements or unit replacements, then.
So I was talking to Lawrence, and exactly what Mr. Burrows told us, that that's the way we're going to handle it. But I wanted to hear him say that tonight for the record so that we do it.
Considering what's already there and how close everything is, I don't see where that request is.
That's my new
deal.
No, that's just my new deal.
Now that you know,
at least it's on the property.
Intelligent way of putting that, John.
Yeah, no big deal. But it's not because it's right there together. If it's on the property, I mean, he's not going to go nowhere. You know where it's confined.
In fact, I don't know that you'd find any more space anywhere else.
I don't know where. Unless you move something somebody else's.
Gosh, we got
now, the one thing I didn't check, and I it doesn't look like it's going to exceed, well, is it going to exceed 35% with the addition? That'd be the only question I think you could raise, and if that were the case, that would be a...
Check that out, wee bud.
Yeah.
Motion to table to our next meeting so you can do that.
Okay, do I have a second to that?
Yeah. All right, what do you want to do, table that?
Yep, to our next regular meeting.
Yeah, just to check on the coverage because that was something that...
That was second to that motion?
Yeah.
That motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 10,062 to our next regular meeting on April 7th so they can determine the percentage of the lot. If it doesn't exceed the... Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tabled. 2 open for the next regular meeting.
A question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mills showed me a March 6th letter that he received from some people in Bay City. Did you all get that?
Yeah.
Awesome. They came in after the record was closed, so.
Came in Saturday. I think it was Saturday's mail.
Just toss yours. I have this copy. I'm going to respond to it, and then I'll put this in the file, but with a notation that it's not part of the case record that will be considered by the board.
Rick, would you, make sure I get a copy of that and keep it in the Sierra file.
Okay, there being no further business, the board now be open for adjournment. Second? All those in favor of the motion? All right. All opposed? Motion.